It's Friday, March 9th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Saudi Arabia's crown prince promised to support religious liberty in a private meeting with the Archbishop of Canterbury as he visits government leaders in the UK this week. However, Christian converts from Islam in Muslim-controlled Saudi Arabia can be punished with death. Christianity continues to grow in the country, listed as the 12th worst nation for Christian persecution, according to Open Doors. More attacks on religious freedom for U.S. Christians this week. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Wednesday that Christian-owned Harris Funeral Homes of Detroit broke the law by firing a male employee who wanted to pretend to be a woman. And the Christian owners of WW Bridal Shop in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, announced this week that they will be closing ahead of an expected town council law that would ban discrimination against sexually perverted lifestyles. The owners received death threats after refusing to sell wedding dresses to homosexual couples. Proverbs 17:15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." An Ontario court ruled Tuesday in favor of a Christian couple who had their foster children removed from their home for not teaching them that the Easter Bunny is real. The court found that the Children's Aid Society of Hamilton violated Derek and Frances Barr's freedoms of religion and expression by trying to force them to express opinions with which they did not agree. Former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter were poisoned in southern England this week in what UK police are calling attempted murder by a nerve agent. 21 people have been treated in connection with the assassination attempt. Skripal and his daughter are still in the hospital. Prime Minister Theresa May has promised appropriate action if the attack was state-sponsored. Russia has denied involvement. The Regional Euthanasia Review Committee of the Netherlands reports 6,585 physician-assisted suicides in 2017, an 8% increase from 2016. And in America, the 2017 Oregon-assisted suicide report found that the number of people killed by euthanasia has doubled since 1995, with 1,275 lives taken over that time frame. Approximately $1.5 billion of U.S. taxpayer money has been given to abortion organizations between 2013 and 2015. According to a recent report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, most of the funds went to subsidiaries of the murder giant Planned Parenthood. Romans 3:15-18 says, "Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." President Donald Trump signed an order yesterday imposing tariffs on imports of steel at 25% and aluminum at 10% from foreign nations to, quote, "protect our steel and aluminum industries," end quote. Effective March 23rd, the order provides exceptions for Canada and Mexico. The move has caused backlash from Trump's own party, as well as criticism from international officials from China and Europe. And finally, the Kansas City Royals is the first Major League Baseball team to take an active stand against pornography by hosting a presentation by the organization Fight the New Drug for their players, coaches, and staff. The team's general manager, Dayton Moore, said, quote, "We talk about pornography and the effects of what that does to the minds of players, and the distractions and how that leads to domestic abuse, abuse of women, how it impacts relationships," end quote. Moore said they do a lot of leadership training for the long-term well-being of their players. 1 John 2, 15-16 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, March 9th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we produce the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.